This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad khatim al-anbiya'i wal mursaleen, ala alihi wa sahbatihi ajma'in. رب اشرح صدري وسري امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Welcome back to the explanation of al-waraqat. Alhamdulillah, here we reach the section now on al-ijma. قال رحمه الله باب الاجماع نفعنا الله تعالى بعلمه في دارين امين. قال واما الاجماع, says as for اجماع, which is a binding consensus, as will be defined shortly. الشيخ المحلي says فهو ثالث الأدلة الشرعية الأربعة, that this is the third of the four foundational Sharia evidences: Quran, Sunnah, and the third إجماع, and the fourth قياس. This is agreed upon أهل السنة. There's no one from أهل السنة who said that the only evidences are Quran and Sunnah. They never said that. الكتاب, Sunnah, Ijma, Qiyas. قال فهو ثالث الأدلة الشرعية الأربعة أعني الكتاب والسنة والإجماع والقياس. Everything that I just said to you in English, Sheikh Muhari is saying it, but much better than I can say it. وهو أي الإجماع. That إجماع لغة, according to the language, is العزم, determination. كما في قوله تعالى وأجمعوا أمركم, Surah Yunus verse number 71. Then you know, be determined in your affair. وأما في اصطلاحي فهو اتفاق علماء العصر على حكم الحادثة. Then he defines it according to the science, the discipline of Usul Fiqh. He says it is the concurrence, the agreement of scholars, أي الفقهاء, scholars of fiqh, in a given era. على upon حكم الحادثة, أي الشريعة, حكم الشرعية الحادثة, that they agree on a Sharia ruling that's taking place currently in their situation. So that, there's no إجماع on like لغة, no إجماع on anything except الحكم الشرعي. It's very important. Imam al-Haramay says, وَنَعْنِي بِالْعُلَمَاءِ الْفُقَهَاءَ. What do I mean when I say al-ulama? I mean the ulama of fiqh. He doesn't mean here fuqaha, meaning the Hanafis. He means all of those scholars of Islamic law. وَنَعْنِي بِالْحَادِثَ. And what we meant by al-haditha, haditha means something, al-hadith in theology is something that's temporary. So haditha, something that's happening at this moment, أي الحادثة أو الحادثة الشرعية, as I mentioned earlier, that it's a Sharia related issue. Then he mentions some important axioms around al-ijma that help us understanding its application. Examples of ijma are the ijma of the tadrib of the mushaf from Fatiha to Nas. There's ijma on this. وإجماع هذه الأمة حجة دون غيرها. And that إجماع, when the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fuqaha of this Ummah, concur on a ruling, it's a hujja. And this is one of the special characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon this blessed Ummah, not other Ummah. That's why he says, Duna غيرها, not other ummas. Other ummas, they didn't have this hujjah when it came to issues of sharia. لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تجتمع أمتي على الضلالة. The hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that my community will not agree upon misguidance, related by Sayyidina Imam al-Tirmidhi in his section on al-fitan. Our teachers used to say, "من كان في بيته سنن ترمذي فكأن نبي فَكَأَنَّ نَبِيَّ فِي بَيْتِي. Whoever has the sunan of Imam Tirmidhi in their house, it's like the Prophet is in their house, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالشَّرَعُ وَرَضَ بِعِسْمَةِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. And the Sharia mentions that when it comes to these kind of concurrences, that this ummah is protected. What's called ismatu sughra, ismatu al-kubra lil-anbiya. Wa amma ismatu al-sughra fali ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal-ijma'u hujjatun ala al-asri al-thani. So once there's an ijma' that happens, the next era that comes after it of scholars, is a proof. It's an evidence. في أي عصر كان, or any concurrent epoch of scholars. So if there's an ijma, from that point on, it's a hujjah. That hukum is a hujjah. However, we have to be careful, since the outcome of ijma is a proof. And I heard this from scholars, and Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, he writes about this also. Ijma' mutayaqqan, an ijma' which we can have conviction in. So that means, as there is an analysis of hadith, statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that allow those hadith to be admissible for proof, then the same thing also has to be done with ijma'. Because oftentimes we find people saying there's ijma' on this, ijma' on that, ijma' on this, to sort of like gaslight people or to try to shut discussion down. But if we research carefully, find where did that ijma happen. As-Safarini al-Hanbali, I believe he said, this is hyperbole, but he said, I came across 100,000 times people said ijma, and only a very small percentage of it was ijma. So al-ijma mutayaqqan, we'll talk about that in future books, the same sort of analysis and examination that we find in other sources of Sharia that make them eligible to be admissible for proof, has to also be applied to ijma. القول بالإجماع ليس بالدليل ليس الدليل بنفسه. Just because someone says something is ijma, that's not the evidence. We have to then investigate and make sure, is this really al ijma? ولا يشترط انقراض العصر على الصحيح. And for the ijma to happen, it doesn't mean that all the scholars of that time have died. If it's known that the scholars agreed on something, khalas.
فإن قلنا إن انقراض العصر شرط فيعتبر قول من ورد في حياتهم وتفقه وصار من أهل الاجتهاد فلاهم أي هؤلاء الذين أجمعوا على الحكم أن يرجعوا عن ذلك الحكم.
So he said, if we were to say yes, that time has to have expired, that era has to have expired, and all the people have to have died for the ijma to happen, then that means also that anyone who's born during their lifetime and becomes a scholar of ijtihad, and that person has their own ijtihad, then that would undermine that ijma. So he's saying that's why this is not possible. This is not a condition. Once the ijma has happened, it's ijma. Khalas. And then those scholars who had ijma before, فَلَهُمْ أَنْ يَرْجِعُوا عَنْ ذَلِكَ الْحُكْمِ, then they would have to recant their initial position. So he's trying to show you this is not possible.
وَالْإِجْمَاعُ يَصِّحُ بِقَوْلِهِمْ.
An ijma is made sound by the statements of scholars, the communication of scholars,
وَبِفِعْلِهِمْ,
and their actions.
وَيَصِحُ بِقَوْلِ الْبَعْضِ وَبِفِعْلِ بَعْضِ وَانْتِشَارِ ذَلِكَ.
And also it's sound if some people, mentioned it as an opinion through their writings or their words or their teachings. And if others, they didn't vocalize support for it, but they acted on it, then that also counts as ijma.
وَسُقُوتْ الْبَاقِينَ,
and then if the others were silent, so it's called ijma sukuti. So some said it, some did it, others didn't say something that would go against what we're seeing, then that's called ijma' sukuti. So ijma' qawli, ijma' which is expressed, wa ijma' sukuti, and ijma' bil-fi'l. Like the people of Medina, not everybody mentioned certain things like not saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in Salah, but people practiced that. So ijma' bil-qawl, ijma' bil-fi'l, and then ijma' what's called ijma' sukuti, ijma' bil-sukut. So an ijma' related through communication, an ijma' related through actions, ijma' related through silence in the face of actions and statements. جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم وصلى الله وسلم على سيد محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته